Highland Medical Center's new chief medical officer, Dr. Jennifer Beveridge, is a doctor of osteopathy, and in the final part of our conversation, she explained that further.
There have been a lot of questions because my title does say DO after my name rather than MD. So traditionally, I think a lot of people assume doctor equals MD or medical doctor. I am not a medical doctor. I'm a doctor of osteopathy. It is the same in the principle of an insurance. We are a doctor, all the same. So it's no effect on your insurance. The training requirements for MD and DO are the same. So you have to have a four-year undergraduate degree and meet the requirements of med school acceptance. Both programs are then 4 years of medical school, and you go over all of the anatomy, physiology, pharmacology components. Those are the same. But with osteopathy, you also learn osteopathic principles and practices. So it's a little bit different approach to medicine. And we also then learn to do osteopathic manipulative treatment. So a lot of people will know some doctors who, you know, crack their back. I don't necessarily only do that, but treatments that can help the body sort of heal itself. So if you can help do some adjustments that relieves the back pain and then discuss maybe some of the activities that cause the issue and help prevent the issue rather than just giving medication, that's more of an osteopathic approach rather than MD or allopathic medicine. And not all osteopathic physicians continue to practice manipulation. A lot of DOs are specialists and they just opt not to do that. And it's also a time constraint. It does take a little extra time. I do see patients of all ages, newborn through geriatrics and everything in between. I also offer a little bit of acupuncture treatment currently, just at the time using one type called auricular therapy with French-style acupuncture needles as an alternative for pain control, working on expanding that to a full-body acupuncture.
I asked what took her down that path.
Growing up in Pocahontas County, we had more DOs than MDs. So Dr. Roland Sharp was the first president of the osteopathic school in Lewisburg that I attended, and he was a staple in the community for many, many years. And that was sort of the model that I was used to. So I didn't know a difference. I just know that that's what I wanted to do. So as I was researching medical schools and trying to make that decision of, you know, where to apply, I really understood more in depth about the differences between allopathic medicine and osteopathic medicine, and I like the features of a more holistic approach and having that extra tool in my tool bag of osteopathic manipulative therapy. I had received it myself as a patient and my family and saw how successful it was. So that's when I determined for sure that osteopathic medicine was a fit for me.
I mentioned to her our connection to Dr. Sharp, with WDMT being named in his honor, and the autobiography we produced.
I have a copy of that as well with a personalized note and signature from Dr. Sharp, and he did present me with my white coat and hood me through. So during our first year of medical school, there's a white coat ceremony. So a doctor presents you with your first white coat. And then at graduation, he did hood me, and that honor is usually reserved for another practicing physician. So I think those are treasured memories that I'll have forever.
She concluded,
I'm glad to be back home and in the community. Ultimately, it's a beautiful place to live. It's very peaceful, and I'm definitely looking forward to the warm weather that's ahead and the fresh fruits and vegetables from the gardens.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.